Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take questions in the order received. Once again, please press star one to ask a question. We have our first question from Rick Tervoort with Rabo Securities.
Good afternoon. Just a few questions from our side. Regarding the write-offs on the portfolio, there was already an announcement of the 14 million. What kind of write-downs do you expect for the rest of the year? In other words, do you think that a number like 14 million is something that we could see every quarter?
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Keith.
Yeah, I have this Rabobank bicycling shirt behind me.
Good.
I was expecting this question, and I really wish I knew the answer, because if I did, then I could probably become a bazillionaire very quickly. It's extremely difficult to predict how these are going to go. I think that the trend is that at least for the next couple of quarters, we can expect, at least we expect the yield requirements to continue increasing. But it's impossible to predict how much, because it's based on a very small number of transactions, and a lot of psychology, in fact. So it's the way they're being forced, based on almost no transactions, to form these yield requirements done by Newsec and Katela in this case. They're on pretty thin ice, I think, so it's very hard to say exactly how it's going to go. But I think that the trend is that we'll see more of this. So I think we're assuming at least that we will continue to see rising yield requirements, and we will continue to therefore see falling valuations. But the exact amount, it could be less, it could be the same, it could be more. It's very hard for me to say, and I simply don't want to make promises on this issue.
Regarding the target equity ratio, now it stands above 38%. I think you mentioned something that the target was or is 38%, but it was made in a period of moderate inflation and low interest rates. And then you said, well, maybe we should have a second look at that. What does it exactly mean, a second look?
Well, what it means is that if there would be a sudden, significant change in macroeconomic conditions, for example, if we start seeing significant inflation, which is not impossible, then I think from the company's perspective, it makes some sense to at least review the benefits of inflation when you have a little bit more leverage in the company than we currently have. So in that sense, we're open to investigating the alternative of reviewing this as our own internal target, this 38%, and we can have a look at it really freshly and see if it makes sense under those conditions. But right now, I'm more inclined to protect our solvency, and as long as inflation is low and interest rates are very, very low, then I don't see a real need to make any changes in that.
All right. Just from my understanding, well, by the way, thank you very much for the disclosure of the debt covenants, because it's really helpful.
I promise.
What I understand is that it's only tied to equity ratio, and you're only going to pay more financial expenses if you pass a certain threshold. Now, does that mean that banks can never force you to increase your equity? Even if, for example, and this is a very extreme situation, but say if the equity ratio goes to 20%, still they cannot force you to do some kind of an equity issue. Is that right?
Well, it's very difficult, because only one loan right now, 10.1 million euros, has even got a callback option. All the rest are only pricing.
Right.
Pricing based. So I think that if the banks want to force us to do something, then it's not going to be because of covenants. It's going to be because of something else. It's going to be because of I would say more likely that it would be related to collateral and what happens to collateral when the company's equity shrinks is that you have less collateral against the same amount of loans.
Right. And then regarding the debt covenants, I think you said that the banks already drew all the margins that they can draw, but your equity ratio is still above 38%. So what I understand is that you have not breached any of these covenants. So how does that work? I mean, if you would drop below 38%, would you pay more financial expenses?
Yeah, that's one of the strange things here is that in effect, no, because they've already pretty much maxed out their margin increase possibilities.
But how does that work then? Because you're still above 38%.
Rick, here's Rayo.
Hi.
In interim report, there's really detailed information what happens if our equity ratio, for example, goes under 33%. And then we start to pay for one loan 0.7% marginal, and now we pay 0.65.
Okay.
So that the covenant issue is really open now.
Okay, but just from my understanding, if you would go below 38%, you will not see an increase in financial expenses compared to what we've seen in Q1.
Is that for me or for Rayo?
Any of you, it doesn't matter.
Or, do you want to answer that, or do you want me to?
Yes, you can.
So, the answer is no significant increase in financial costs will occur because of going under this 38% limit.
Okay, and then my last question, that's regarding Pukovo. Well, you talked about the letting progress, and that's quite challenging, of course, in these markets. If you look at the first phase, how many tenants are you looking for, just to get a feel of what the structure is? And secondly, are you talking to Finnish tenants, Russian tenants? How is that breakdown?
Yeah, okay, so I'll start from the end of your question. So the structure is based on normal Technopolis segmentation strategies. So we are looking for a mix of anchors, growth companies, startups, and service providers who are part of the innovation ecosystem, both public and private. And we're looking for both Russian and international companies, and also one very important segment is the Finnish customers or Finnish companies looking to set up shop in Russia, and we've very carefully surveyed our whole customer portfolio. Segmentation is very typical of how Technopolis approaches this thing. And so in the end, if you think about this this 24,000 gross, roughly 16,000-17,000 rentable space, if we have two, three good anchors, a nice mix of these other segments, then somewhere around 25 to 35 customers is optimal.
Okay, 25 to 35.
Mm.
Okay.
And but I think it's more sensible to look at it in square meters. So optimally you should have, in the best case scenario, you have about 300% prospects relative to the available space. And our prospect backlog is now, I can't reveal the numbers, but it's getting to be quite large. So it's just a question of time before deals are closed. And the quality of the prospect portfolio is very good.
And when do you expect the first leases to be signed?
I wish I could answer that question. I ask my St. Petersburg team every week that question.
Okay. And there's no answer yet.
Well, there's no answer because everybody's waiting to see how low the market prices will go, and as soon as they bottom out, then everybody will act very fast because they all know that once they start to rise, they'll rise very fast.
Right. Okay, thanks for the answers, Keith and Raijo.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Gentlemen, there are no further questions, and I would like to turn the call back to you for any additional or closing remarks. Thank you.